Okay, the scripture lesson this morning comes from the Old Testament, the book of Isaiah, chapter 41, verse 10. And it's a pretty great verse. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. And now I'd like to invite Leilani up here. She was here last month. She took the preaching class with me at Lay Academy, and you're in for a wonderful treat because she's a wonderful speaker. Leilani Hiddle, please.
Good morning.
Good morning,
and thank you, Mary, for that introduction. I love the song Reckless Love as well. And the one thing that strikes me during that, through that whole song is he leaves the 99. He comes to get us, even in the times when we feel like there's nobody there, he's still there. And that's just overwhelming. Reckless love of God, that's what that is. So, I titled this Two Steps Back and One Forward, and I don't know if any of you feel that way sometimes, but you feel like life is going good and everything else, and then all of a sudden, things just seem to flip and you just can't seem to get forward. And so when I read this and think about that song, Reckless Love of God, as well, because it really falls into place with what I'm about to say. We're going on a journey. Mornings on the weekends, and if good weather, we take our coffee and we sit outside on our deck. Shortly before dawn, we may see a slight shadow of a bird flying across the property, and the sounds are mostly silent. Although our yard is good-sized, at this moment in time, it feels like it's small, kind of its own small place in this world. And then it happens. The small space starts to take on a larger shape. The sky's lighting up just a little more, and you can hear the choir start to sing. Oh, it's melody like no other. It's outside that space you just envisioned. There's that moment when one bird sings, and off in the further distance, there is a response. And the choir grows vastly as the sun continues to rise further into the sky. It's a new day, and every one of those choir members has risen and is praising God for their new breath. They definitely are not confined to any particular space. Do you get to enjoy the time of day on occasion? When I was a child, I spent many Sundays in a church, switching between Methodist and Nazarene, the only two in our small town because my friends from school went to both. So you spend time with your friends. Our mom made sure if we wanted to go to church, she would drive us. As a child, I don't recall feeling at all like I was isolated inside those church walls. Was it because I had a child's mind and didn't know what it meant to really be in the world yet? Within those walls were friendly people and smiles. They knew your name and spoke to you when you approached them. They would sometimes have a piece of candy for you or a strip of gum. They conversed with the ones beside them or to the front or back. Some serious conversations took place to the point that when the pastor started preaching, they didn't even realize he was there. Oh yes, you could hear the nervousness in the air while others waited for the conversations to end, and reality brought them back to the service that is now in progress. And when it was time for the children's message, here comes that one child gallantly down the aisle that brings the church, gallantly down the aisle that everyone is just waiting for them to do something or say something that brings the church to either a gasp or laughter. But you felt welcomed within those walls. Although I was comfortable at a young age, I never gave it a thought that there may be some within that were not. Did they feel the Spirit of God in the building? Or within the people? Did they feel welcomed? Did they feel a part of this church family? If not, why? What makes them question whether they should stay or find another church that they feel more a part of? Not so isolated. Maybe church congregations need to have conversations to answer these questions so that all feel that sense of belonging like I was when I was a child. After all, anyone that walks through these doors should feel a sense of community, shouldn't they? We had a well-built chicken coop growing up. I'm guessing the dimensions were 6 feet by 6 feet by 8 feet tall. To a young child, it was huge. It had a big door you opened by a wooden latch, and you pushed up with your left hand, and the door swung open, and you entered. And it had a big window in it, facing you straight ahead as you entered. As you walked in, the roosting shelf area was at the top of to the right, and the lower area fenced. And that is the area that we fed them in. Now, with all these chickens was one mean rooster. The chickens were not allowed out of the coop because we lived in the wilderness. They would be gone in a heartbeat at nighttime. They were a source of food for us, eggs and winter meals. Well, one day our friend Wanda stayed overnight. It was time to go feed the chickens, and four of us girls and Wanda all wanted to. So we wandered down the path to the coop. We had discussed that when we got there, we would all go in because we loved holding the chickens. What we forgot to mention to Wanda was that once inside, if someone didn't hold the door, even so slightly open, it would lock shut from outside and you couldn't open it from inside. Guess who was last? And guess who was not happy? My apologies. Who was not happy because we were all inside those four walls of protection and who really ruled the roost once inside. We had invaded his space. Yes, that mean rooster. We had a problem. As we were swiftly discussing how we were going to get out of this dilemma, we had decided we would have to get the window open enough for someone to get out and go around and open the door. But that rooster, he was flying around as ever so frustrated and kept dive bombing us from the roosting area. While one of us went through the window, the others had to keep that rooster from trying to get out. Well, we made it out okay. The rooster was now content within his four walls, having had his world so abruptly interrupted, and the chickens could now rest. I'm sure those chickens also felt like we had invaded their peaceful, isolated house that they were used to. What a ruckus we had caused because of our wants. How many roosters have you dealt with in your lifetime? I think I've been a rooster at least once. In today's world, we can all find a connection to one of these stories I have told you. Enjoying the freshness of a new day in God's amazing wonders of the darkness and light in creation. That's what the early morning gives us through God, and he shows up every day. Of fond memories of childhood and growing up learning, but not yet understanding who God really was and those who influenced your life as an innocent child by a touch or a smile. That's what going to church gave me as a child. Places and spaces you found yourself in and learning to adjust to the environment swiftly and knowing that if you put your mind to it, you can find your way out. Communication is key, and if needed, cooperation gets the job done. Those trials we face every day and do the best we can in hopes of a new day ahead sometimes needs others to be involved. As you have just heard, I have found myself lately reminiscing in the past and realizing that he has been there through it all, but as a child, I did not realize it. But my focus most recently has not included God in all of my thoughts and problems. Why do we do that when we know that we are his focus 24/7? If we truly believe, why do we do this? I don't like it when I feel uncomfortable knowing that I haven't spent the time or called upon him when I should have. It is not okay with me to be so caught up in the world and my worries to not include him. But at the same time, he is still right there beside me. He leaves the 99, right? I read a devotion daily from Girlfriends in God. Let me read a little bit from one of their recent posts written by Melissa Spolstra. During my children's elementary school years, they had chore charts to give them structure and responsibility. However, when one of them didn't accomplish all their tasks, my husband and I would have a conversation about allowance reduction or possible consequences. Can you imagine if one of my children said, "I know I've been slacking off recently. If I get all my chores done every day this week and even do some of my siblings' chores, can I remain your child?" They understand that they were assigned work because they were part of a family, not that they were working to stay in it. Sometimes I can bring a working to earn my place in the family mentality into my relationship with the Lord. My realization after reading this is that God is working full time and I am a slacker. That's not a good feeling. Although my time I should be spending with God is not a chore, my actions right now feel like it is, and it shouldn't be. But God does not set boundaries like this for us to remain his children. I believe I am in a state of spiritual immaturity and need to grow more in spiritual maturity, and that is only by studying his word and not putting it down because I've earned my place. As someone put it on social media, the mature Christian is one who finds their highest pleasure in doing the Father's will, whatever that may be. You don't find yourself there overnight. It is God's will that we spend time with him every day so he can feed our minds and souls with his love. As in the scripture for today, Isaiah 41:10, and I'll read it again. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you in my righteous right hand." His promises in the words, "I am" and "I will," are set in stone. There should be no question or doubt in our minds that he is with us always and meets us in every valley, the climb upward, and he conquers the top with us even when we are slackers. We can never get too far away from him that he is not willing to reach out and pull us back in. Just like that old rooster, we may take flight for a moment and want to take charge, but sooner rather than later, we must come down. And that is when God swoops in. Let us pray. Lord, in these times of uncertainty in our lives and times in this world, let us not focus on that. Help us to keep our eyes on you. Not only our eyes, but our ears to find your voice talking to us and leading us to do your work, and not the way the world tries to lead us. Satan has no part in our lives, and if we let him, we stray away from what God so graciously gives us 24/7. Let us strive to follow his will for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.